CliffCentral.com.
First of all, in case you don't already know this, Bulelo is like the biggest coffee fan in the world. He's particular as all hell about coffee. He doesn't just drink anything. He's very choosy. He is a snob of the worst kind. You know those people who you see in, you know, those the wine communities who they'll swirl the glass of wine under their nose and they'll say, well, I can pick up a slight hint of this and I definitely see that there are notes of this in my wine. And most of us go, huh? Because we don't pick it up. Well, Bulelo's like that with coffee. But what we've done is we've decided to bring in two guys who are at the absolute top of their game. And their names are Teddy Nzama and Ishan Natalie. And they're both in studio with us now. I'm going to turn on Bulelo's microphone here because we've got Ishan sitting there. We've got Teddy sitting outside. We've got these two guys in because almost 50 years ago, and that's how old the company is, Starbucks set out to be a different kind of company with a third place community where everyone is welcome and respected at the core. Now, Starbucks South Africa is on the same journey, and they only opened in South Africa a short while ago, but they're doing incredible things, and their aim is to advance social equity for their partners and for communities. Mental health, sustainability, and pride are some of the topics that they stand behind. And today we're going to speak to two people about coffee. First of all, we met Ishan last week. How are you, Ishan?
Well, thanks. How are you?
Nice to see you, man. We met you the other day and you came in and gave us a crash course in coffee, and we'll be posting some stuff on YouTube to give people an idea of what it is that you were there to teach us. But just tell us about your background in coffee and how you got into this, because this is your job, it's your life, it's something you know a huge amount about, something you're passionate about.
Yeah, I started in 2001 as a barista, just trying to get away from my dad's business. a lot of people didn't really see the value in being a barista at the time, especially my dad. So he disowned me because I was meant to study BCom accounting. Yeah, either do my BCom accounting or take over the family business. But I chose to be a barista. But I fell in love with that, the craft, the dedication thing where coffee binds people. You know, and I set up my journey on that, and it proved to be an amazing career, getting to work for some of the best companies in South Africa and the world now. So, yeah.
I mean, when you see what coffee means to some people, and I know for you, it's a job and a passion, but for some people, it is absolutely essential to their day. They can't start their day properly unless they have a cup of coffee. I've got a Starbucks just down the road from my house. So when I feel like the proper thing, I go there. But most of us in South Africa have had to learn about good coffee. We're not all like Bulelo and you. Most of us have had to learn by kind of getting off of the terrible stuff that you can buy in a can and learning about beans, learning about grounds, learning about French presses, all of that stuff. So how do you think South Africans are doing on that journey?
If we look at it, a lot of things are due to economics. If you look at the landscape, people generally have been used to drinking instant coffee, which is cheap. But I think as new generations come through, they get used to specialty coffee and coffee shops. And that's the wonderful thing that we managed to do at Starbucks SA. And Adrian Mazzi, our CEO, that's his mission. It's to provide accessibility to our South African consumers of a global brand like Starbucks. Yeah. So that we start to be so that the customers get exposed to specialty coffee and start to experience these things that a lot of them have not had the privilege or might not have the opportunity to experience.
Now, apparently you coached and mentored Teddy, who's sitting outside the studio there with all the coffee, and he's looking very professional. So tell us about how you guys met and what Teddy was like when you first met him.
Teddy, just like you see him right now, you know, just very chilled, relaxed, very humble, very passionate about coffee. The first day I met him, he was just this eager beaver sitting there with a lot of our trainees that came up to Johannesburg. We always make sure we provide the best training, and Teddy was part of that, and he's always followed me.
That's amazing.
Whenever I did training or events, and yeah, it's just a awesome, humble guy.
Well, Teddy, I mean, you now are the You're the current Starbucks barista champion across Europe, the Middle East, and Africa out of 10,000 partners. You took that title. You've retained it for an extra year. First of all, congratulations, dude. It's nice to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So how did the love of coffee start with you?
It started in 2012 after I finished school, and my parents didn't have enough money to further my education. Mm-hmm. So I did a barista course and I got my certificate as a barista. And then after that, I was like doing mobile events and working in one of the private school and the cafe there. And then Starbucks approached me in 2017. So that's when I joined Starbucks, and it's been good. It's been lovely, and I'm loving every moment and everything about it.
Well, Linda says that she knows you because you used to be at the local Starbucks for her, and she says you're an awesome barista. So what can you guys tell us about coffee? I mean, there's so many of us who don't know a damn thing about this, and I'll include myself in that. I'm a bit of a Philistine. It took me a long time to learn the difference. I have maybe one cup of coffee a day, and it may as well be a good one, but for a long time, I was just drinking whatever was around, and I was probably one of those people who was drinking that instant stuff that you guys would probably, you know, smirk at, certainly look down on me for. What do we need to know about coffee? Ishan, what's the most important thing you need to know?
Coffee is a very subjective product. You know, we all have varying tastes and preferences, and every roaster and coffee company out there caters to different customer platforms. You know, the wonderful thing with Starbucks is a lot of people think that we have dark roasted coffee, but we actually have options available. We have a blonde roasted coffee that a lot of people don't know about that is absolutely amazing. It's a lighter roast and the likes. So coffee is a plant, it's a fruit, it's a cherry. And the care that's taken from seed to cup is immense. There's so many hands that touch coffee and that can influence the end product. So it's not a very simple sort of product or industry. It's a very exciting one at that as well.
All right. So you say it's not only these dark roasts, but you were trying to explain to me the other day this flavor wheel, which is a really complex looking thing, but actually it just allows you to figure out what kinds of flavors in coffee you like the most. What's your preference? Because you probably taste more coffee. You and Teddy probably taste way more coffee than the rest of us do. So what are your own preferences? Teddy, what do you like the most?
So I enjoy most of the African beans, made and roasted. The coffee has to be like juicy and complexity. So as the Kenyan bean that we have in studio right now, it's very beautiful, well-rounded, with citrus flavors coming through, you know, and it has that nice tomato sauce finish. It's just beautiful. And all around it. So I enjoy those type of coffees.
You see, this is exactly what I meant about those of us who are Philistines. We don't know, when you say a tomato sauce finish, I'm like, what in coffee? Ugh. But I know what you mean. It's you can pick up the subtleties in these things that maybe some of us can't.
Yeah.
And that I love. What about yours, Ishan? What's your favorite?
So same, I absolutely love African coffees, but it also depends on the day and the time of day. So African coffees tend to be very fruity and citrus-like. Absolutely love that. But then you get coffees like Brazil, which are very sweet and round and smooth. So maybe in the afternoon, I'll prefer a coffee like a Brazil versus a great vibrant start to the day with an African coffee.
How much of this do you drink in a day? How many coffee cups do you have in a day?
I've had to curb my consumption. I used to drink up to waywards of 15 cups a day, but I was getting extremely dehydrated. Coffee is better for you than bad, as long as you drink a lot of water. So now I manage about 2 cups a day to keep me on a balance.
That's not so bad. I know some people who are having upwards of 4 or 5 a day, and that's just to survive because they've got these really pressurized jobs, and it stimulates their brains enough to keep them awake. All right, so let's just talk about this for a second, because Starbucks is one of the largest purveyors of coffee in the world. And you guys support millions and millions of farmers all over the world who do an incredible job of bringing those beans to the rest of us. So how much coffee does Starbucks actually purchase every year?
So we purchase upwards of 272 million kilograms of coffee from 30 producing countries across the world. Yeah.
Wow.
That's absolutely insane. Yeah.
And Starbucks has...
And our cupping team in Seattle.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah, your cupping team in Seattle?
Yeah, they cup about... the team, the quality team in Seattle cups up to 250,000 coffees a year in terms of quality checks and helping our farmers.
That's amazing. So you actually have your own farm as well, though. Starbucks owns its own farm.
Yeah, correct. It's in Costa Rica. It's called Hacienda El Salsia, which translates to Plantation of Creativity. And that's where our world's best agronomists get to work and experiment to combat climate change or the effects of climate change on coffee and support our farmers with better growing practices and social practices as well.
Now, how important is consistency here? Because Starbucks is pretty unique across the world, but if I have a cup in New York and I have a cup in Hyde Park, I can taste that it's the same quality of coffee. How do you guys even get that right?
So it's two things. 90% of your cup is water. So we use really great quality water filter systems that we test the water on each specific site to make sure we get water filters installed to get water to the perfect point across all stores across the world. And coupled with that is a more bolder roast. We push our roast a bit further, even our medium roast will roast a little bit longer so that you don't pick up the subtle differences in water across the world and you get the same flavor profile. Because coffee will taste different everywhere when you roast lighter.
Now, when they talk about you guys as being partners, the employees at Starbucks being partners, what does that actually mean?
So Starbucks partners, it means as employees of Starbucks, we are a family, you know. There's a big relationship between us partners in the store and at the head office, you know. So it's just like an amazing thing. I think that's another thing that makes me want to join Starbucks, you know, because I feel like I'm part of the family, and with everything, there's so much growth within the company, you know. And like for me, like 4 years ago, I was just a barista, and today I'm part of the ops and beverage trainer.
Wow,
you know, for Starbucks SA. So,
and these incredible awards that you've won along the way, I mean, that's something that I'm really interested in. The journey that you've taken towards winning the International Starbucks Barista Championship, how did that happen? And tell us about the journey.
So about my journey. So this is crazy because, you know, when I started at Starbucks, you know, like 4 years ago, so Ishan was one of the guys who were like, you know, there's like an amazing thing that Starbucks do, which is the barista competition. And you should take part in the barista competition because I can see you're driven, you got passion and your knowledge, which is like amazing, you know. So I was so scared because I only had like 3 months with Starbucks when I started. And then I did the barista competition for the KZN Florida Road store, which is the store that I work there. And then I won the KZN. Actually, it was crazy because I was against our KZN district coffee master. So I won against the guy that, you know, he has been with Starbucks since Starbucks started in South Africa.
Wow.
So yeah, for me, it was me giving a run and just showing him that I can do it as well. And
amazing.
I came on top, and from there, just, you know, just being amazing.
That's so great.
And beautiful.
Have you been going around the country kind of showing how good you are at this, even other parts of the world, just making people amazing coffees?
Yeah, so yeah, Ishan created like a roadshow for me after the world stage. And so I visited store sharing the passion, the knowledge and the skill and sharing what's happening in the international level, you know.
Yeah.
And on the other side, because South Africa, yeah, we are the new kid on the block, but in the coffee side and the EMEA level, they know that South Africa, they might be kids in the game, but we are big. We are big, and we just love coffee. We're crazy about coffee.
Now, another thing that people have a misconception about is that Starbucks coffee is all one of a kind, and that it's all strong, and that it's all this dark roast stuff that you spoke about earlier. So, Sean, just correct these misperceptions, because people need to know that there's a variety of stuff, and you don't have to just go and get the same coffee every time. If you are particular, like someone like Mbulelo might be, or somebody else who's listening to us now, you can actually ask for a particular kind of coffee, a particular kind of roast, and you guys have a huge selection of coffees available, right?
Yeah, exactly. On the bar, as espresso drinks, we have the blonde light roast and the signature Starbucks dark roast. It's just that a lot of people have previously tried only the dark roast before we launched the blonde roast, and have this perception that all of our coffees are dark, which is not true. Our blonde roast is beautiful, mellow, sweet, beautiful acidity, really soft. It's my favorite coffee. And then in terms of our retail coffees, we have from light to dark roast. So there's something for everybody in our Starbucks system, and that's the thing about our company, and that's what Adrian, our owner, drives us to also get people to understand, is that we have something for everybody, you know. So there's a lot of misperception, unfortunately, but we always welcome people. Come join us for a coffee tasting. Our partners are really passionate, very knowledgeable, and we will help you taste your way to the coffee that suits you.
Do you guys look down on, and you can be honest with me here, it's okay, I'm not going to hold it against you. Do you guys look down on people who put a huge amount of sugar and milk in their coffee? Do you think more highly of people who just drink a good, plain black coffee?
So I'll answer first, and then Teddy can go. I used to be that person until I joined Starbucks, and I realized that, you know what, by doing that, you're being exclusive.
Yeah.
And I've learned to be all inclusive as a person through Starbucks quite a lot, Starbucks South Africa, through our Ubuntu concept, you know, of unity and the likes. And hey, the best cup of coffee for anyone is whatever they feel it is and what they add to it. So,
well,
everyone's welcome to.
I mean, look at this. So we've got Onkopotse who says, damn it, now I want a flat white. We've got Kyle who says, I have a Starbucks 10 kilometers from me in Cape Town in Durbanville. So that's obviously good news for Kyle. There are also people who say, for example, here, Wendy says, well done, Teddy, going out and making a living for yourself. We're so super proud of you. And I think that's true. I mean, like, where we can create opportunities for people and they can become the experts and the masters. That's what we like to see the most, right? Jean says, if there are two things that it's worth splashing your cash on, it's good quality toilet paper and bloody good Starbucks coffee. So you are lots of fans here in that respect. Now, Robin says, I like to drink whatever country I'm in terms of the coffee. Right now I'm drinking Roma Espresso. How do we like that? Here's another one. Thank you. It's so cool, Gareth and Bolelo, for having these gents on. Sure thing, Ruth. How about coffee from Indonesia, where the source that the coffee beans come from is a civet's poop, apparently the most expensive coffee in the world. Is that any good? Have you had that? It's called, what, Kapa Luwak or something, right? What is that stuff?
Yeah, so it's Kopi Luwak. These wildcats in Indonesia called a civet, and they pick up the coffee cherries off the ground and eat. And unfortunately, the seed, which is the coffee bean, is not digestible. So that passes through the digestive tract. They say it creates this refined coffee. Yeah, I've had it. I haven't enjoyed it. I also don't endorse it because there's a lot of issues around the treatment of the civet cats in captivity. So, yeah.
I see Mbulelo.
I have had it, Gareth.
You have had it?
Yeah, I've had it. It's absolute tosh. don't do it.
Oh, really?
It's exactly. Absolute tosh.
You wouldn't go with it? Okay,
so. No, I've had it. It's tosh.
How did I know Mbulelo would have had it before? I just had the sneaky suspicion. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. I'm delighted that we got to test your coffee last week and that you're actually back in studio today. And Teddy, keep doing the amazing work that you're doing, and well done on all the victories that you've had so far. I hope to come and have a coffee that's made expertly by you one day, and test it out for myself. And Ishan, I know you know what you're talking about because we did try some coffee with you the other day and you taught me an enormous amount. So guys, thank
that was
you.
Fun.
And keep flying the flag high. It's terrific to see you.
Thanks, Garrett and team. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for having me.
Cheers, bye.
That's the team from Starbucks, Ishan and Teddy, and they both are really, really expert in what they're talking about here when it comes to coffee. And we so often discuss this on the show. We often like to get the experts in to help us figure out exactly where we're right, wrong, or where we could do with a little more education. That was the purpose of this morning. CliffCentral.com.